Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Third and goal from the one. Play clock down to two. Here's the snap. Fires, looking for Kelce, and he's labeled as the ball goes flying behind him. Oh, Cole Bishop buried the crown of his helmet into his sternum. Four-man rush. Pocket collapsing. They've got him wrapped up for the sack. Joey Bosa, the Italian stallion, flexing the biceps and dropping Mahomes. Mahomes in the shotgun. Here's the snap. Four-man rush. Back to pass. Has time. Pocket collapsing, and they've got him wrapped up for the sack. Michael Hoyt, Greg Rousseau, Joey Bosa. It was a party in the Chiefs' backfield. Play clock down to one. Here's the snap. Pressure coming. Mahomes heaves it down the field, looking for Worthy. It's picked off by Maxwell Hairston at the Buffalo 32-yard line.
You're listening to the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show with Sal Capaccio. Brought to you by Northtown Automotive. Whatever you're looking for, you'll find it at Northtown. Shop online at northtownauto.com.
All right, away we go. 28-21, the Bills beat the Kansas City Chiefs on a really fantastic afternoon, late afternoon in Orchard Park, Highmark Stadium. Sal Capaccio with you here on a Buffalo Football Monday, a Buffalo Football Victory Monday here on WGR Sports Radio 550 on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. Sporting the Victory Monday t-shirt, celebrating Victory Monday with you, and taking your phone calls at 803-0550. Want to waste no time to give that number out and let you know we have some callers on the line right now, but we are locking and loading if you want to get on the air today, because I know you have a lot to say about this one. Mostly good, some not so much. What happened in the game, where the Bills are right now, and of course, leading up to the trade deadline Tuesday at 4 p.m. So much to get to today. Let's do that here on a Buffalo Football Monday. And of course, as always, presented by Catholic Health, the right way to care, and brought to you by Northwest Bank. For what's next, get started at northwest.com. Also by Northtown Hyundai, Western New York's premier Hyundai dealership. Shop online at northtownhyundai.com. You can visit my arrow up, arrow down column at WGR550.com. What I liked, what I didn't like about this game, but mostly what I really liked. This was a complete game by the Buffalo Bills. They were not perfect. It got a little too close for comfort. Probably should not have even been as close as it was, to be quite honest. But man, that is the Kansas City Chiefs on the other side. That is the team that so many people said was playing the best football of any team in the NFL, playing their best football. This is the three-time defending AFC champions, twice Super Bowl champs, playing their best football that they've played in years. Juggernaut offense that can't be stopped. And the Buffalo Bills not only stopped them, but I'm going to say absolutely controlled the game. They didn't dominate like the game on the scoreboard. They were up a couple scores, yes, at times. But They controlled the game the entire way. There was never a point in this game where I felt the Bills weren't in control of it. And how did that happen? Because of the way that Sean McDermott and the Buffalo Bills want to play football. I take calls every week, all the time, from people talking about this head coach, his style, wants to play a certain way, and you don't like it. I get it. You're right, no doubt. The way they played football yesterday is exactly how Sean McDermott wants to play it. And it worked out. It doesn't work out all the time. It worked out yesterday against a really good team. And what I mean by the way he wants to play it, I don't want to make it about him. I want to make it about how they did it. A very, very balanced offense. Two-dimensional offense. They, the Bills, put up over 400 yards of offense on a Steve Spagnuolo-led Kansas City Chiefs defense. That is the most yards the Chiefs have given up all season in any game. I don't know if you are aware of that. I'll actually take a look right now and tell you what their previous high or high here was. Let me just pull this up. So Kansas City going into this game yesterday, the most yards they had given up in a game. I'm sorry, it was the second most yards they had given up. Right? I got to click offense and defense. I'm sorry, folks. Just want to toggle it here. Yep, it was the most yards they've given up all year. That's what I thought. The most yards before that was 394 in week one against the Chargers. And then since then, I mean, teams just didn't get a sniff on them to approach 400 yards. And the Bills put up 404, the most all year. Okay, but how did you do 404? 260 of that through the air. 260 plus from Josh Allen. 140 on the ground. That is a balanced two-dimensional attack. When you can do that, this is what McDermott talks about, and it's true. It's hard to do. But if you can keep a team off balance and run and throw like that, that is exactly the formula for winning a game for 60 minutes. And what I said, controlling a game. That's what they did. Okay, that's offensively. This was also, I think, the most balanced, do we want to use the word complimentary? Complimentary football game this team has played. Whatever word you want to use. You hate complimentary football, that's cool. The way the defense also controlled this game. Getting after Patrick Mahomes. 3 sacks, 15. Let me state that again. 15 quarterback hurries. Hits, hitting him. Not allowing him to scramble. They controlled Patrick Mahomes all day. I just told you the Chiefs allowed the most yards in a game all season that the Bills put on them yesterday with 404. On the other side of the ball, the Chiefs offense had their second lowest output of the season. The only other time they were as low as what they were yesterday at 305 yards was 294 in week 2 against the Eagles. That's it. I am listening and driving in, and I love it. I mean, like, this is what we do. It's a reaction show, but man, the tenor and the sound of you, the callers, social media, at Sal Sports, by the way, on X. Bullpen, hi, bullpen, I'll get to you in a second. Everybody, it's just so different when this team wins versus loses, right? And man, the stuff leading up all week to this game, and now you get here on a Monday and you win the game, and I'm looking up, in the studio right now, I got it up on my screen. It says, are the 6-2 Bills the best team in the AFC? It's literally frozen on the screen for some reason. And I don't even know why. And it says it right there. That's how they're talking about the Bills around the country now. After, what's wrong with the Bills? Now it's, are they the best team in the AFC? This is what happens during football. Folks, it's a great reminder. It's a long season. It's a long season for a team. It's a long season for players. We'll get to that. Cole Bishop, a great, great reminder. Development is not linear. Every game is new. Every game has its own DNA. Every season does. There's peaks and valleys. We know this. What does it mean in the big picture yesterday, what they did? It keeps them on pace, in line, for what their goal is at the end of the regular season. A, win the division. B, get the one seed. You still have the New England Patriots ahead by a half game. It gives them a head-to-head against the Chiefs if the Chiefs were to win their division or play and match up in a wild card game. If they both won the division, or both were wild cards, I guess, is the way I'll say it. It hurts the Chiefs more in their seeding and standing. Of course, it's not the end-all, be-all. We know that's that boogeyman there in the playoffs. Totally get it. But the game still mattered. I don't care if it's... I was so tired of hearing about, well, you know, regular season, huh? Then they can't beat them in the playoffs, so who cares? It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter? Do you think the Chiefs think it didn't matter yesterday? Does anybody think the Kansas City Chiefs didn't want to win the game yesterday? Yeah, it mattered. Mattered to the Bills, mattered to the Chiefs. Doesn't mean it means anything for what happens in the playoffs, other than where the teams are right now and how they could fall. Okay, we are streaming right now live on YouTube, on Twitch, WGR550 on YouTube. Hello, Bullpen. Good to see you. That's what we call the chat box on the live stream on the Bullpen, on YouTube. We call it the Bullpen. So thank you for coming in. Hi, everybody. How are you today? We got Dan and Nick and AC and Go Bills. I mean, everybody's got to go Bills, right? I think a lot of people. Matthew, Hot Dirt, of course. Thank you so much. Walter's in here. Appreciate all of you coming by. What's up? You guys keep the chat going. I'll do the phone calls today. We'll have a good time today on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. All right, let's start it off. We got a full bank of phone lines. And Thomas has been waiting patiently down in Florida. What's going on, Thomas?
Well, Thomas from Florida. First live Chiefs Bills game I've missed in 5 years, and it worked out well. So maybe I'm not the good luck charm I thought I was. But I want to talk about the emotional leader impact of Michael Hoyt.
Yeah.
It appeared to me the second he entered the starting lineup, he elevated the play of every player around him. He was a rabble rouser, pumping up guys. Everyone seemed to play better while he was on the field.
Yeah.
The fact that Ed Oliver is also that type of guy, I'd like to know what player or free agent acquisition could step into that role. I have a player in mind who would come cheap, Denario Davis, 36-year-old middle linebacker for the Saints, who's always been their emotional leader, playing for a terrible team, still ranked in the top 10 PFF grades at linebacker, would come cheap, would provide that emotional lift, at a cheap, affordable price. I want to know from you, who else do you think could step into that role?
I mean, I don't know where Demario Davis would play, you know, right now at his position, because Shaq Thompson's a guy right now that also, by the way, I think Shaq helps out there. I don't disagree. I think you're 100% right, by the way, Thomas. I mean, the way you put it, Michael Hoyt stepped onto the field in the lineup, it changed this defense. It changed the attitude. Sean McDermott said the attitude has changed. I mean, you're talking about two different things, though. You're talking about on the field, and you're talking about the emotional part of playing the game on the field and off the field. And I don't think you can replicate that from anybody, but you hope that what he brought rubs off, and you hope that he's still around the team and able to do that, but not necessarily on the field. It's going to happen. Sure, you want to bring a guy like Demario Davis to do that? I don't know where he's playing, though. Is he going to play over Terrell Bernard and Shaq Thompson when he's playing middle linebacker? I'm not sure. But sure, I mean, there's nothing wrong with that. The answer to on the field is going to be probably right now, Javon Solomon, and he's not Michael Hoyt. What I mean by that is where they put him, passing downs. He was the guy before Michael Hoyt in that role. Now he's going to be as well. It's a massive, massive loss for the Bills. Michael Hoyt is a massive, massive loss for the Bills. He allowed the Bills defense to be transformative. And what I mean by that is like a transformer. You know, the old the show and the cartoon and all that? He's a shapeshifter. He allowed the Bills to do so many different things they couldn't do. And now with him and Ed Oliver out, what I think they need more than anything is a little interior pass rush. That was really all we got as far as injuries from the Bills, but it was a big one. That's the Barnes Firm Injury Report, brought to you by the Barnes Firm. Injured for help, call 1-800-8-MILLION. Let's go to Ken in Syracuse. Hi, Ken. You're on WGR.
Good morning, Sal. Happy Victory Monday to you. Sorry if someone has brought this up before, and our head coach has taken a lot of flack over when he uses timeouts.
Yeah, he does.
But he used that timeout against the Chiefs before the Chiefs' field goal because a Bill was lined up offside.
That is correct. I pointed that out last night. Well, I don't. Nobody has on this show, but you're the first person. I just started the show, but. That is correct, yes, and I get it. And I saw it last night, and people were complaining about timeouts, and I know that this coach has a tendency to use timeouts on defense for different situations. If they had not called timeout, the Chiefs had a free first down. I think it was Jordan Hancock. He was lined up offsides on a 4th and 5.
That is exactly who it was.
So my question to anybody who's upset is, would you literally rather have them have the free first down? Of course not. Now, we can be mad about the process, and you should. That's inexcusable. You can't line up offsides, right? That's coaching, that's playing, that's everything. These guys know not to line up offsides. And we can be mad about that all you want. Holy cow, I want my coach, if he sees that, any coach, I want my coach calling timeout in that situation. I'm not giving the Chiefs a free first down.
Right. From my seat in the stadium, you know, I'm right along that yard line. It was clear to me that Hancock was offsides.
Yeah.
So, so McDermott called a timeout, and when the team walked over, he immediately walked over to Hancock and told
yep,
him,
that's right.
You were offsides.
That's right. I saw the same thing. Ken, I still was debating somebody this morning. You told me, I don't care. It's still a wasted timeout. No, it's not. It's only wasted in the fact that Jordan Hancock caused you to waste it.
Yep.
Right? It's not wasted from a strategic standpoint because you can't give them a free first down. Thanks, Ken. I appreciate that. Now, that being said, there was another timeout he used after a big play down the sidelines because the defensive line was gassed and he wanted to get new guys in there and the Chiefs were moving the ball. And you can complain about that. That's fine. But there are reasons for these things. Let's go to Michael in Atlanta. Hi, Michael.
Hey, Sal. Great victory. By the way, I'm hoping you can leave me out so I can hear. I know sometimes you have to cut the call to give somebody a response, but if you can leave me out, at least hear your response would be great. But I do have a few things I want to address, and then it ended up with something that really bothered me. Okay, so this is, to me, is a very big victory for many reasons, and I'm sure you know the stat. It's the only game Patrick Mahomes has completed less than 50% of his passes.
Yes.
Huge victory for the defense, right?
Yep.
Allowing a 100-yard rusher, a 100-yard receiver. These things don't happen against the Chiefs. I don't know when the last time was. Sometime early last year that they allowed a 100-yard rusher.
Week one of last year, 100-yard rusher, but that was Lamar Jackson. It will have to go back to 2023 for a 100-yard running back.
There you go. Okay, so to me, this, yes, I feel like a lot of fans. I've been a fan since the first time I think it was 68 or 69 when I was listening on the radio and O.J. Simpson was a rookie and he was returning kickoffs and punts, I think, back then. That's when I became a fan when I was a little kid. And I've stuck with him all the way. But to me, this victory is a bit different than the other victories against the Chiefs. And I know a lot of people, like you said, feel that, oh, yeah, well, they beat them, but they can't beat them in the playoffs. I'm sorry, the playoffs are for winners, okay? You have to admire whatever it is, if it's a fighter, if it's a team that keeps getting back up and keeps fighting, okay? If they don't get in the playoffs, if they don't win these games, is that better? Does that mean that the Kelly era was all for nothing because they lost four Super Bowls and nobody was any good on that team? That's ridiculous, and I'm sick of hearing this. So, and especially with all the adversity that it had this year and all the questions about the offense and the inconsistency on defense, and a lot of those questions are valid. But when you cure those problems or at least start to head in the right direction against a good team last week and a great team, as you said, many are saying this is maybe the best team in football right now. Tony Romo could not stop raving about the Chiefs and about Mahomes before the game started, you know, and they really did a great job. The Bills, you know, like you said, didn't dominate, but they controlled the game. Okay. So here's the thing that bothered me is to have these feelings as a fan, to have this great excitement. And then last night after the game, and I know the unwritten 11th commandment with your station and any station, you don't want to talk against the people that are saying whatever they're saying that might be bad. But at the end of that game, the announcers around the game for the post game and for taking phone calls Celebrate what? Hold on,
Michael. If this is a point about other hosts on the station, that's not really for me right now. This is not what I do here. So.
I understand, but we want to be excited as fans.
Okay, that's cool. And you are, but wait, you have a chance right now. You're on with me. So if you want to do that, go ahead and do that.
I know.
Okay.
Right. But I'm saying is that that enthusiasm.
Okay.
Fans like me that are that passionate.
Great.
We feed off of that. We don't want to be.
Okay.
You know, have mud thrown in our face after a victory.
Okay, well, that's okay. You can pick it up with the people who did that, okay? It's not me, so I appreciate it, Michael. Thanks a lot for the phone call. Thank you. I got to go. All right, Mark in Canada. What's up, Mark?
Yeah, how you doing, my friend?
Good, thank you.
I'm in Canada, so if you can give me a minute, my wife doesn't want to hear me talk about football. I just wondering, it kind of frustrates me a little bit as a fan when you hear these guys on national media, you know, the talk about the first takes and all those guys, what's his face there, on First Things First, and they're talking about Mahomes always beats Allen. You know, even all over the day, we can't appreciate this win because it doesn't mean anything in the playoffs. And I'm just like, well, obviously, the team that beats the Chiefs in the playoff in the regular season is never the team that he has to face in the postseason. But nobody talks about that. They act like it's just the one team is the same team. We lost Von Miller. There was a direct reason why we beat the Chiefs that year. He wasn't available in the playoffs. We had some guy who was retired on a camping trip with his family come out and try and guard Travis Kelce. Then we sit here now and we destroyed the Chiefs. But that's not going to happen later in this year because Michael Hoyt's gone. I don't know if Ed Oliver's coming back. So, I mean, Patrick Mahomes is going to line up against practice squad players, and then we're going to act like he's the best quarterback who ever lived. Well, if he's the best quarterback who ever lived, maybe he should have a harder time. Meanwhile, Josh Allen is putting up the same stats going against Pro Bowlers and future Hall of Famers. And so it's just, I guess, if you had the answer to the Michael Jordan-LeBron debate, then maybe as talk show host and radio host, maybe that's their profession, and maybe you guys aren't allowed to give the answer because it would kill the narrative, and then you have to talk about something else. But it's like the answer is so simple. And it's so frustrating to see Josh Allen's a loser because, guys, he doesn't come with the same team that the other guys come with. And, that's just not being talked about. Like, it's very simple, why these things matter. And we got to do something at the deadline because that's going to matter. We got to, I don't know, Jeffrey Simmons, is he available? Because that's something we could do. Like, can Michael Hoyt, retire because he's – upset and then unretire, we get cap space.
No, they don't get cap space for Michael Hoyt. No matter if he retires, he's on IR, nothing like that. I have to be super honest with you. I'm kind of confused about the phone call. I think he's just saying, hey, I think he's just saying I don't really know. I don't really know. Thank you. I appreciate that. I know. And I know you're in Canada and you said your wife doesn't let you talk about football or something. So this is an outlet for you and that's great. I was kind of confused there on what the point was. But they're not playing. He's not going to play practice squad players unless the Bills have a whole bunch of rash of more of injuries. And the Chiefs will have injuries too. And injuries can't be an excuse. Every team has them. And I agree that the Bills have lost some key players in those games. And that's been a big deal. And that's why the one seed's important, to not get injured before you play the Chiefs later in the playoffs, which they have in a couple of different instances. Billy up in Toronto. What's going on, Billy?
Hey, I'll tell you what. I got to... If that was my wife, that'd be my ex-wife if I can't talk football. Simple as that, fellow Canadian. Listen, Sal, what a great game. How many times have I called you and said to you how to beat Mahomes, and they did it, and it's not on me, but I mean, they did it exactly the way we said it. We've seen what Tampa Bay did in the Super Bowl. We've seen what Philly did. I want to ask, how many yards did Patrick Mahomes run for?
Five.
How many yards? 10, 15,
five.
Maybe?
I just said five.
Yeah. This is how you beat these running quarterbacks. And he's a lot better than a running quarterback. But my God, I mean, I said you make Patrick Mahomes pass the ball when he can't run. He's not as good as everybody thinks. And that's exactly what the Bills did. I loved everything. I didn't think we could run the ball as well as we did. We ran it down their throats. When Mahomes did get to the sidelines that one time, we didn't think that he was going out. We drilled him. Yeah. I thought we might have got a 15-yard penalty. Drilled him into next week. I just love the way the Bills played this game.
Yeah, that was A.J. Epinesa I think every single football fan looked for a flag after that play because that's just what happens, right? Man, did he crush him. Check out my my post on that. I quote tweeted Dan Fates in Rochester with a great video of that. What a hit. Holy cow. And he was feeling it. Patrick Mahomes was feeling it for sure. Good start to the program. We'll take a timeout here. We'll come back with more of your phone calls on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show on WGR Sports Radio 550. Sal Capaccio with you on a Buffalo football victory Monday.
Right away, you could tell, again, talk about attitude and mindset. I mean, the way we were running the football in that first series, James Cook, the O-line, you could just see we were our pads were in this direction. You know, it was a forward lean on our offensive line and a forward lean on our offense, Josh included. And when he's rolling like that, I know he's vibing, and we go. It gives me a chance to – gives us more of a chance to be aggressive on fourth downs. I mean, he's an elite competitor.
Sean McDermott right there. All of our postgame sound available at WGR 550.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Other sports books just don't hit right. But Fan Cash makes switching to Fanatics easy. Only Fanatics gives you up to 10% Fan Cash back on all bets, win or lose, which you can use to unlock the world of Fanatics. From more bets and game tickets to signed memorabilia and one-of-a-kind experiences only Fanatics can offer. Switch to Fanatics Sportsbook and let the fan cash roll in. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
.com and in the Odyssey app. By the way, real quick, forgot to tell you, obviously, courtesy Chris Brown of the Buffalo Bills Radio Network. You heard a little bit of his calls leading into the program, so I wanted to make sure you knew. That was from Chris and the Buffalo Bills Radio Network a little bit earlier. We got a couple Anthony's on the line. Let's start in Long Island with Anthony. Go ahead. You're on WGR. Anthony, you there?
Hey, Sal. Sorry, Sal. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks, bud.
All right. So really, really excited about the win yesterday. Team looked great. Demoralized about the Hoyt injury. He definitely made a huge difference with the defense. I loved how the defense was able to match up with the coverages in the secondary. They looked so good and in sync yesterday. Harrison playing and just chasing Worthy looked phenomenal too. That burst of speed, just so evident that we didn't have that earlier in the season, you know?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, listen, I think it's made a difference. Sean McDermott having more of a hand, it appears, calling plays, although he hasn't officially said he's calling them. He says he's doing the same amount, but I think it's clear that he's having more of a role, whether he's outright doing it all or not. The coverage and the pass rush is marrying together better the way it's supposed to look. And to your point about Harrison having more athleticism on the field, no doubt about it. No doubt. And that play, him running with Worthy, that doesn't show up in the box score. That's not a pass defended. It's not an interception, obviously. It's an incomplete pass. But that is a great example of what a guy like that can bring. And suddenly, your first round draft pick is looking like a first round draft pick, right? Where it's like, oh my God, they're getting nothing from this draft class. And now, bam, here comes your first round pick looking like he should. And in a big game against a team that you drafted him kind of basically to make sure you, you know, almost, I'm not saying specifically for Kansas City, but yeah, I mean, they matter when you're making those decisions. Alex in Pittsburgh. What's up, Alex?
Hey, Sal, thanks for taking my call.
Yep.
First time caller, long time listener. First, I want to say you guys do a great job covering the Bills. You know, I'm not in the local market, so I rely on you guys. You guys do a great job. My point is, I want to call and say how impressed I am with the defense. Even with the injuries of Oliver and Hoyt, I'm not discouraged as much just because the secondary has been picking up. Cole Bishop, I watched a lot of his college tape. I was excited when we drafted him, and he looks like he's coming into his own. And Maxwell's speed is evident. That play when Mahomes threw deep down to, was it Worthy, and he was step-by-step with him, it was just phenomenal. And, yeah, I'm excited and just want to hear what you have to say, and go Bills, and thank you again. Bye.
Yeah, you got it. Thanks a lot for the phone call. We got a lot to get to today, and we're going to do sit-up, stand-down, hey, buddy, in the next hour, but 803-0550 is the telephone number to call here in the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show on a Buffalo Football Monday. Pat is in Foxborough, Massachusetts, where the Patriots moved to 7-2. What's up, Pat?
Oh, Sal, it's so fun. Oh, you know how people were so loving if the Bills had lost last night, and now all my neighbors, they hate me. I love it. Hey, I think this is might be McDermott's best masterclass coaching game maybe ever. I mean, he did everything right, and this is a testament to Bean. His draft worked. They played their time to bring Harris and Maxwell. They took their time with him, and man, he delivered. And Cole Bishop, second year, getting better. He was a stud. Was he the best player on the field, Sal?
He might have been. Cole Bishop. Did you say? I'm sorry.
Yeah, Cole Bishop.
Yeah, he might. I mean, I don't know if he's the best player in the field. Josh Allen was pretty darn special last night.
Defense.
Okay? Yeah, but yeah, I think so. I mean, listen, I think everybody was. Joey Bosa had 5 quarterback hits. You know, Greg Rousseau 4. So I don't want to necessarily single out. I will say this though, to your point, that was Cole Bishop's best game as a pro, and Cole. This was a great reminder. Okay, a great reminder, Pat, that development is not linear, and we can't make these sweeping judgments on players after one game. The guy had started 4 games last year. He had started a couple of games this year. He had injuries. He has started less than a full season in the NFL. People, Bills fans, wanted this guy off the team. They wanted him shot out of a cannon to the sun, off the field.
I didn't. He's a 2-year, second-year player.
I know. I'm saying.
He's athletic.
I know. And the point is, though, like, this is why you can't be so beholden to the moment in each game. It is, these guys develop. Like, it's professional sports. You can't just walk in and make these impacts. And the injuries held him back. We know that. He needed the reps. He's getting them now. He's not perfect. He is ascending, and he's going to be just fine.
And one other point, thank God college basketball is starting, man. Jeez.
Yeah, but, I love it, too. I love it.
The NIL is such a mess. It's still fun, man.
Tonight, right? Opening night tonight, right? Official opening night.
Sure,
tonight.
I believe, right?
Yeah, tonight. Yeah, it's gonna be awesome. I love it, Pat. Thank you very much. Cody in Rochester's up next. What's up, Cody?
Good morning, Sal. Happy Victory Monday.
You got it.
Two questions for you. Number one, should we expect to see McDermott involved more with the defensive play calling, because it's clear as day that since last week against the Panthers and then this week, our defense looks totally energized. They look like they're on task. I mean, there were a couple moments last night where there was some confusion, but I think overall they all understood the assignment. And then the other question was, Andy Reid threw, at least from where I was sitting, it looked like he threw a challenge flag to challenge the intentional grounding play.
Yep.
Or call on the Chiefs. Correct me if I'm wrong, but I didn't think coaches were allowed to challenge a penalty. Is that correct?
So some are and some aren't. That's correct. That's a judgment call. I guess from what we were told and the way that it played out in real time, that you can't challenge that because that's a judgment call. Okay, I'm still kind of unclear on a lot of the fallout of this because There are people who say, and I think this has happened before, if you throw the challenge flag in a situation you're not allowed to, you're supposed to get another penalty on top of it. Like, that's a delay of game penalty, which I believe is correct as well. It was tipped. They should have, I think that the proper call was not made on the field, but that happens a lot. And you can't challenge that particular call. Gene Steratore didn't know you couldn't challenge that call, apparently, from the TV broadcast, from what I'm being told. There's still a lot that I'm kind of trying to figure out about this morning to have a better answer, but that was a very, very long, long process and situation that should not have taken so long to iron out.
Right on. I appreciate it, Sal. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks. I wish I had a better answer for you, but I don't. Gene Steratore said he had never seen anything like that in his career. Andy Reid attempted to challenge the flag, only to be told he couldn't. Yeah, I don't know. I'm still kind of trying to figure it out. You know what? Here's the other thing I'll say about all that. I don't care. That team gets a lot of calls and a lot of big moments. The Bills got one yesterday. Live with it. Deal with it. Sports. Corey in Buffalo. What's up, Corey?
Hey, Sal. How are you, man?
Good.
Doing well. I just wanted to touch on a couple things. Offensively, a lot of people, nag on Joe Brady's play calling. I thought he called a phenomenal game yesterday. There was a couple of plays, the read option run with Josh, which we haven't ran at all this year.
Yep.
The Cook pass to the flats was a beautiful play design. And then, you know, I'd like to see us throw the ball down the seam a little bit more, maybe outside the numbers, so Coleman stretch the defense a little bit more. But other than that, man, what a game from the offensive side.
Yeah, and I like the read option, by the way, they ran it right at Chris Jones, and Osiris Torrance had a nice block on that. So, you know, you do with that what you will, because that was a really big play, obviously, and a great call. I love the Cook pass as well. It's the first time he's been targeted in the passing game, actually, in a while, and it came at the exact right time when they needed a big third down late in the game. And then the thing about Coleman is he's got to win, right? He's got to win on the outside if you want that to happen, and I still don't know if that's happening. It's still an issue. I mean, this was a tight end game for the Bills. And you know what? Anthony, North Carolina, wants to touch on that. Go ahead, Anthony.
Hey, Sal. How's it going?
Good, thanks.
Thank you for taking my call.
Yep.
And so first off, I want to say, you know, I love how we utilized the tight ends yesterday. The Bills need to do that more often. I felt like the way it went when they were using them yesterday, it felt like how Brady used to use his tight ends all the time. And it's very similar to how Patrick Mahomes uses his tight ends all the time. And I feel like the Bills should do that more often. And then the second thing I wanted to add was I feel like the Bills should add another wide receiver. You know, I think it'd be great if they would go after one, hoping they do. But anyways, I'll hang up and listen. Go Bills.
Yeah, listen, I know this isn't the answer people want to hear. They are going to get Josh Palmer back at some point here. That'll help. But even with Josh Palmer, totally understand, and I agree. They need more help. I've been on the Rashid Shaheed kind of train for a while, and I don't know if that is the answer, but to me, he gives you the elements you need. A downfield threat, guy with the ball in his hands, he's good at rack, yards after catch, which is what the Bills like to do, and he's a really good return man, and you could kind of solve a roster issue right there, because right now, Brandon Codrington's inactive, he's taking up a roster spot, and, you know, Khalil Shakir's returning those punts. So I think Rashid Shaheed would fit there. Olave is the more complete, better receiver. He'd cost you more, though. What receiver's available? Jacoby Myers? Not sure. I really like Jacoby Myers. I've always been a Jacoby Myers fan. Not sure if he's a little redundant, though, of what you have on the roster already. We'll see what they do. Tuesday at 4 p.m. is the trade deadline. We'll take a timeout here. We'll come back. We'll take more of your phone calls. And then, of course, next hour, we'll get to more of yesterday. It's sit up, stand down, hey buddy, but a lot more of your calls on the way at 803-0550 on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. All right, let's continue on with your phone calls here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show on a Buffalo Football Monday. Steve is in Virginia. Good to talk to you, Steve. What's up?
Hey, how you doing today, Sal?
Good, thank you.
Hey, I just wanted to real quick go over the secondary. I know weeks past, I was kind of down on Benford. He just kind of looks like an average corner, but looks like, you know, things are finally changing with the secondary, with the addition of Harrison, you know, and also, you know, in the secondary as well in the safeties, because they look a lot better yesterday. And huge play at the end was when McCombs threw the deep pass, and I believe it was Hancock who knocked down the ball. I mean, we've seen so many times that play getting made on the Bills. So it was great to finally see, you know, the Bills secondary be able to knock down a play like that.
Yeah, listen, I mean, it all works in conjunction. And I mean, Benford did get beat pretty badly on a one-on-one route yesterday, and that's going to happen. And that was the Hollywood Brown play towards the end of, at the end of the half. But yes, the answer is what you said, Steve, which is when you have other people around you, you become better yourself because everybody fills a better role and a bigger role, and you don't have to be relied upon to do everything yourself, right? I mean, the secondary just works better with better athletes, and that's what they have right now back there. And the ascension of some of these guys in their development, which is mattering. Let's go to Joe in New York. Hi, Joe.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good, Joe. How are you?
Okay, look, you know, talking about play calls with Brady, I know he made some good calls, but boy, the one that drove me crazy was we had a 3rd and 10, and he calls that play to Shakir, that short pass on the side.
Yep, tunnel screen.
We never get 10 yards on that. I don't know why he expected to get 10 yards on that play.
Well, I'll go halfway with you. I agree with you. I did not like that call, but they do get 10 yards. They just had a 54-yard touchdown last week on it. You know what I mean? So they do get yards, and they do get a lot. And maybe he was trying to get a certain amount to try and go for it. But I'm not going to disagree with you, Joe. I didn't like that call in that moment. But I thought overall it was a good game plan by the Bills offense. I thought it was good play calling by Joe Brady. I'm not going to nitpick on one call, but I didn't like it either.
Yeah, I gotcha. But I don't like that play, period. But
It's been pretty effective. Crazy. It's been pretty effective for him this year. They lead the NFL in yards after catch, mainly because of that play.
Okay. Well, I think a lot has to do with Shakir.
Yep.
Over the middle and the yards he gets.
He gets way more yards after catch on those kinds of plays. But either way, Joe, you're not wrong. I agree with you on the play call there. I didn't like it at all. I appreciate that. But they did score on it a couple weeks ago. Walter in Toronto. Hi, Walter.
Hey, Sal. Good morning. Good morning. I just want to touch upon something you guys were talking about earlier, that Andy Reid, you know, he was trying to challenge that and it shouldn't have been challenged. And then, you know, it turned out to be a delay of game. And because I was watching, I was there, and the offensive coordinator for the Chiefs the whole time was talking to Mahomes. So, in effect, it was a timeout for Kansas City. And what's your opinion about if that was a younger coach, a newer coach, and not Andy Reid with his pedigree, do you think a coach would have been able to do that? I mean, it felt like forever that the game was.
Yeah, started. I don't know. It's a good question. I agree with you. Like, sometimes these guys get benefit of the doubt on who they are, what they are, or, you know, what's happening. But it just, that took way too long. And he basically, I know the clock was already stopped, but he essentially got a free timeout out of it anyway.
Yeah, definitely. And you know, over the years, I've criticized McDermott, but and we were all wondering what's the deal with all these timeouts. But obviously, when you're at the game, you don't have the insight of getting, you know, people like yourself explaining that the guy was offside, and so we're all like, why is he calling a timeout? But
yeah, I mean, I don't think, I mean, if people think he's just thin air, like, hey, you know what, what's the way is the wind blowing? Let me call timeout. It doesn't work like that. People can be upset about the fact that, you know, these timeouts are being used when they are, but at least understand why. Because if your argument is, right, and I know you're not saying this, Walter, but if your argument is, oh my God, I can't believe they used it on that situation when he was offsides, well, the alternative is you're telling me you'd rather have the free first down, and that's just not negotiable to me.
No, knowing the information, yeah, absolutely. Call the timeout.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Other sportsbooks just don't hit right. But FanCash makes switching to Fanatics easy. Only Fanatics gives you up to 10% FanCash back on all bets, win or lose, which you can use to unlock the world of Fanatics. From more bets and game tickets to signed memorabilia and one-of-a-kind experiences only Fanatics can offer, switch to Fanatics Sportsbook and let the FanCash roll in. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
Because why give them a first down?
That's right.
They were stalling, right?
To be upset, you should be upset at Jordan Hancock lining up sides. He knows not to do that, and he did.
Yeah, good point.
Yeah.
But let's see how we work through these injuries. You know, I mean, every team has them, and I really, really like to see the Bills. I'm licking my wounds over the Blue Jays losing.
I know, buddy. I mean, that was some of the best baseball I've ever seen in my life, though, man. Unbelievable. What a series. Let's go to Kevin in Florida. Hi, Kevin.
Hey, Sal. Happy Victory Monday to you.
Okay, buddy. You too.
Hey, so a couple things here. So on the intentional grounding, so I agree. I don't understand how they weren't charged a timeout for that, because when the challenge flag comes out, we've got to charge a timeout or we're going under review, right, even if it's not a reviewable play. So I'm real confused about that. It wasn't able to be reviewed, right, because the only aspects of intentional grounding that can be reviewed, and you can check me on this, but I'm pretty sure, it's where the pass is landed, whether the quarterback was in the pocket or the spot that the pass was released from, so we could establish the spot of the foul, right? So The rule specifically states it's physical contact from a defensive player, right? That is the rule for intentional grounding, and his arm was never hit. It being tipped, like you said earlier, is not able to be challenged, right? That doesn't matter. They have to use a judgment on if that's not tipped, would it have reached the receiver? And on that play, I believe Worthy was on the outside. I think he was running a go ball. So that ball was never getting there regardless, right?
Yeah. I mean, the overall point is, like, obviously that whether or not it was able to be reviewed or not be able to be reviewed, or they made a good call or a bad call, I think the issue a lot of people have is, but he still threw the flag and he's not supposed to. And when you do that, you're not supposed to. You're supposed to be charged a penalty, and he didn't get the penalty.
Yeah. No, I agree. I don't understand it. That doesn't make any sense to me. So
yeah.
Just a couple other things here. So real quick. So the screens, to your point with the last caller, I get it. We get some yards. It's questionable sometimes with running the screens. Because I think in that one he brought up, I think we had on second down, they threw a pass over the middle of the field, and then third down we run the screen. I would have rather that been reversed, right?
Yep.
And then on that fourth and two, throwing that deep ball, why not run Josh, right?
Like, yeah.
I get we don't want to run him all the time, but on something like that, keep the ball in your best playmaker's hands outside of James Cook.
I thought it was going to be a Josh run on the first fourth down the Bills went for. Remember during second drive, midfield, they're at fourth down. I don't know if that's one you're talking about, but I didn't like that. I thought, they should have. I thought so too. And what I didn't like about that was they kind of hurried up because the Chiefs were in a certain personnel they liked, which is fine, but I don't think they got to their best play by doing that.
No, I totally agree. I really thought it was a Josh run there,
yep.
and that I was expecting we were going to get a first down from that. One question for you. Well, I have one point and then a question. So I think, in my opinion, Cole Bishop without Taylor Rapp is playing so good.
Yeah.
So good without Taylor Rapp, with having Poyer back there. And say what you want about Poyer, and people can say, I love Jordan Poyer. Yes, he's lost a step because he's 34 or whatever it is. I get it. But I think having Jordan Poyer back there with Cole has just brought a different aspect of yep. Cole, right? And I think yep. I think it's tremendous for him. My biggest holdup here is the quote-unquote tush-push that we run compared to what the Eagles run. Yes, the Eagles are always offsides on that play. I get it. We're putting that aside, right? Jalen Hurts is, what, 6'1", and Josh is 6'5". It is so hard for us to get a first down compared to them. Why is that? I can't figure it out.
Well, it wasn't always. It just showed up last year in the championship game. I mean, otherwise, it was their best play all year, except, I guess, once against L.A., but that was 2 yards ago. But, I mean, it really was an automatic first down up until the championship game last year. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So, but why is it Josh is always so high? Why are we not going low?
Well, that's a good question. I don't know. I don't know the answer to that, Kevin. You know, I mean, I get it. I get the question and why. I gotta go, though. Good phone call. I want to tell everybody something about the Cole Bishop, Jordan Poyer playing relationship together when we come back. I'll do that in my extra point from the sidelines and something that happened yesterday right after the game that I think you'll be interested in. 803-0550, the number to call. Hour one is down, hour two on the way on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. Mm. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Other sportsbooks just don't hit right. But FanCash makes switching to Fanatics easy. Only Fanatics gives you up to 10% FanCash back on all bets, win or lose, which you can use to unlock the world of Fanatics. From more bets and game tickets to signed memorabilia and one-of-a-kind experiences only Fanatics can offer. Switch to Fanatics Sportsbook and let the FanCash roll in. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.